It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Yeah. Something like that.
You're here.
I don't know. I got the world's worst cold, I think. I assume it's still just a cold. Who knows?
I don't know.
It just won't go away. It's very annoying. And it's not even winter yet.
It's true.
Man, what's going to happen when we get a little bit colder outside? How's Brett this morning?
Not too bad. You sound better than you did Monday.
Do I? Well, yeah. I don't feel any better. Okay. You just can't get far enough away from me here at the table, can you?
This mic needs to stretch out just a little farther.
I need to get a sneeze guard or something in between the microphones.
Stay away from my mic.
Get the Lysol can, Chris, would you? Hey, tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Imagine a furnace that not only makes you feel perfectly comfortable, but will also make you feel even better about your decision month after month. That's the power of the new Lennox SLP 98V. At 98.2% efficient, it's the most efficient furnace you can buy. Because it's engineered to be virtually silent, even at full capacity, it's the quietest furnace you can buy. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating are proud to offer this furnace in our lineup. For an in-home estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. You know, one of the things that a lot of folks really enjoy the most about living in the Midwest this time of the year would be all those fall colors that you're able to see as you travel around. And, you know, you'd think Iowa's not the largest state in the world. It's not like we're Texas or Alaska or anything. So you'd think that, you know, things aren't probably that much different between, Atlantic and Decorah or Atlantic and Estherville or something like that. But, you know, when you take a look at the state of Iowa, you see differences when it comes to some of those types of issues, too, with fall colors and the times at which the leaves will start to change color a little bit. In fact, in the northern part of Iowa, if you're one who really enjoys the look of the fall colors, you're actually in luck already because they've already started to turn. Actually, a lot of the state's already started to turn in some cases, but the turning has already begun up in the northern part of the state. Typically, the last week of September into the second week of October is when most of the best viewing times are for the northern part of the state, and that's kind of right in the middle of where we are right now. Over the next week or so, the middle part of the state it'll be in its best part of the time to watch the turning. And then you get through the second to fourth weeks of October, and you get the very southern portion of the state that really starts to make that turn as the leaves will start to take off and turn colors and become a much better looking brand tree, I guess, for those folks who enjoy these types of things. You know, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources website, they actually do weekly updates of what's happening out there. So for folks who really do have the time to do those things and enjoy being able to get out and see some of the different looks out there, it's a great opportunity for folks to be able to kind of keep up with those things. In fact, they have a fall color report out for this week already. You can find it on the phone if you call their number. You can find it in written form if you go on their website and take a look at it. They just drop a PDF of their weekly report. And when you take a look at some of the reporting, it seems like things are starting to turn just about everywhere across the state already in some varieties of trees. For example, up in the northeast part of the state, the write-up this week says the fall color change is happening rapidly right now and that most of the maples are all showing some color. And some of the oaks on the drier slopes are beginning to change and walnuts are turning and dropping nuts as well as leaves. The sumacs are turning red. The Virginia creepers are turning red, and they say there are many other plants that are beginning to go dormant for the winter. And they say up in the northeast part of the state right now, the weather's actually been pretty good for leaf change, except for the small amount of rain and wind over the weekend. More sunny days and cool nights are in the forecast, and that's perfect for the fall color development. And they expect the peak up in the northeast part of the state to be probably going on around the 10th of October, which is pretty normal for that part of the state during the year. Up in the north central part of Iowa, the colors, they say, are beginning to appear more fully right now throughout that section of the state. The sumacs along the roadsides and the Virginia creeper vines on dead standing trees are all becoming bright red right now. They said many trees are beginning to yellow, including the walnuts, the elms, the cottonwoods, basswoods, the hard maples, but the ash trees are particularly a strong yellow color right now, and they're expecting in the north central part of the state the peak time to be able to see some of the color changing going on to be probably right around October 12th and 13th, so not too far down the road. And then when you look up in northwest Iowa, the report there says there's rapid color change already in many of the stressed green ash trees in the top two tiers of counties. But they do say the drought and leaf blights and some very severe storm damage from the spring's ice storm up in that part of the state are wreaking havoc on the ash trees this year. Even scattered and always planted autumn purple white ash trees, they say, are showing a phase to light purple. The silver maple, they say, should follow with its yellow color shortly, and they're expecting that the peak for leaf watching up in that part of the state will probably be somewhere around October 12th. Now, when you look a little closer to our part of the countryside here, when you take a look at like south central and southwest Iowa, the southwest Iowa report for this week is showing walnut, ash, and bitternut hickory trees are already turning yellow. The hazelnut shrubs are starting to turn orange, and the sumac is red and losing leaves. They say the prairies are golden colored and corn and beans are gold and are being harvested right now. And the report says that the peak for leaf watchers here in southwest Iowa, you're probably looking around the weekend of October 19th as maybe the best time to get out and check those things out. And for south central Iowa, they said the walnuts, the cottonwoods, the green ash trees, they're all turning yellow and starting to drop their leaves. The white ash trees are showing some purple coloring, but so far they say it's kind of muted. Sumac, ivy, and creeper all have a nice red color right now. And overall, they say that the landscape is still fairly green. If warm weather continues, the peak may be pushed back a week, but they say it's kind of hard to say at this point. They're figuring right now for the south central part of the state, the peak time might be somewhere around the second or third week of October. Just kind of depends on how the weather flies here for the rest of that time. And then when you take a look at some of the other parts of Iowa, too, southeast Iowa, they're seeing some changes this week. They're expecting peak viewing time to be around October 17th. And in the central Iowa area, they're also seeing the early stages of color change there, too. And they're figuring right now the peak could be somewhere around the week of October 13th would be a peak time to go leaf watching in some of those locations. I know some folks have different places that they've really enjoyed over time, some different locations that they have as favorite places. That might be, you know, local parks, state park type places, some preserves, things like that. And for some folks, it's just driving along the highway. I know coming from originally from up in northeast Iowa, up in the Dubuque area, there's some places up around there in the bluffs and stuff over the Mississippi River that are really beautiful at different times. Get up into the Guttenberg area, you know, you do some of the river road stuff. The Missouri River also has some great places to be able to drive and find some places, too, that you really don't even necessarily need to get out of the car to enjoy. But, you know, the best part is if the weather's nice, you can just get out and wander around. You know, this time of the year, what's better than a little crispness in the air and leaves crunching under your feet? As long as you don't have to rake them.
It all turns around eventually.
I know. It's not so bad as long as you don't have to rake them. So, yeah, find your favorite spot and make your plans, because depending upon where you live and where you like to head out, over the next couple, a week to 3 weeks probably, you're looking at the best time. You know, during the month of October, you can pretty well drive anywhere around Iowa, and at some point you'll be able to find some good locations to check out some of the good fall colors. Take advantage of one of the benefits of living here in the Midwest in the state of Iowa. This time of the year is a very pretty time of the year if you like to get out and be a part of nature. I want to turn things back over to Brett so he can tell us more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Sterling tubs and showers are made with you in mind. Many of their styles have soap shelves, non-slip floors, and sizes to fit most applications. The remodeler units allow us to take practically any situation and make it better. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Sterling now for several years, and we are very pleased not only with their quality, style, and ease of installation, but also with the competitive pricing that they offer to you, the ultimate consumer. Shop Camlin Plumbing and Heating today for all your bathroom remodeling needs and get discount pricing every day. Stop in and see us at 307 Chestnut in Atlantic or at 1013 7th Street in Harlan. The thought of the day today comes from good old Unknown again. He's got the best quotes of everybody.
He's busy.
Yep, or she, I should say. What you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while.
That's probably true.
Yep.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.